breakdown of, we got to get to the facts here about the vaccines, all right? Obviously, the push for vaccines continues, although their efficacy is being questioned in some places, including here. Because we now know that 40%, as of the day that I left last week, 40% of new cases and hospitalization cases in the UK came from fully vaccinated people. 40%. In this country, they try to tell you, well, 99% of the cases of Delta variant that are pushing into hospitals so far, 99% are the unvaccinated. Well, that's not true, but let's look at the unvaccinated and figure out who they are, shall we? Because the CDC gave us some pretty good numbers. 68.3% of the adult population in the U.S. have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. This is as of July 21. All right, so within a week. July 21, and with the growing spread of the more transmissible Delta variant, hospitalizations and deaths are rising again across the U.S. and in many states. And the administration, well, it's Florida and it's Texas and it's everywhere. It's the unvaccinated. Okay, well, who are the unvaccinated? As of July 19th, so a little more than a week ago, the CDC reported that race and ethnicity was known for 58% of the people that have gotten the vaccine thus far. In that group, whites represented 59% of the vaccines, 9% were among African Americans, 16% were Hispanic, 6% were Asian, 1% American Indian or Native Alaskan. So the unvaccinated, they're screaming about. The black population is running behind its total number, 9% vaccinated, 13% of the population. The white Americans, 61% of the population, 59% of those vaccinated, and the Hispanic group running just slightly ahead in those numbers. But more recently, the Hispanic population has picked up the pace and is getting vaccinated. 30% of the most recent vaccinations were with Hispanic people, even though they represent 17% of the population. The black population still running about even 13%. But let me give you an example here. As observed, black and Hispanic people have received smaller shares of vaccines compared to their share of cases and compared to their share of total population in most states. And why is that? I don't know, because in many areas, vulnerable communities, as they are called by the politically correct individuals in our country, free vaccination stations were set up, big vaccination centers in places like Detroit and Cleveland and Miami and all over this country. Big vaccination centers that have now been closed due to lack of interest. And they want to blame President Trump for this. Many of these folks were not Trump supporters. Let's just be honest about it. So if President Trump had some hesitancy about the vaccine, that wouldn't stand to reason. However, two of the biggest skeptics to the vaccines were, of course, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Prior to the election of November 2020, they said if it came from Trump, we wouldn't get it. Kamala Harris said that flat out, point blank. So if there is vaccine hesitancy, where is it? Why is it? Let me give you an example. In California, 30% of vaccinations have gone to Hispanic people, while they account for 63% of cases, 48% of deaths, and 40% of the total population of the state are Hispanic now. In the District of Columbia, black people have received 43% of vaccinations, but they make up 56% of cases, 71% of deaths, and 46% of the total population. Why is that? You tell me. White people received a higher share of vaccinations compared to their share of cases in most cases, in most states reporting cases. For example, in Colorado, 78% of vaccinations were received by white people. They make up 68% of the population. They're more likely to go get the vaccine and not in these mass vaccination centers that were set up in marginal communities, communities of interest, and all the different names that they give to these things. The point being is, when you're talking about the unvaccinated, you're talking about groups of people that are traditionally Democrat voters, not Republican voters, traditionally lean more Democrat than Republican, period. The CDC has put the numbers out. It's right there in black and white. So you can dig into the numbers and know for yourself, because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are trying to sell you a bill of goods that somehow it's the Republicans, you see. It's these Republicans that, you know, are causing the problem. Of course, the president really doesn't know where he is most of the time. We'll get to that in a bit as he babbles through the weekend again. But I want to continue here with Bite 7 in Fantasyland, better known as the brain of Emmy Award-winning Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York. That's Fantasyland to you. He says it wasn't his misguided orders sending infected COVID patients into nursing homes that was dangerous. No, of course not. What was the answer? It was President Trump and the Republicans that caused the thousands of avoidable deaths. Of course it was. Listen to this.
First, well, he was saying a lot of things. COVID is not a problem. COVID isn't real. COVID's going to be gone by Easter. Don't worry. It's just a Democratic conspiracy. And then he shifted to COVID is only a problem because Democratic governors mishandled it. And he pointed to deaths in nursing homes, which was a particular problem across the nation, and said, well, the Democratic governors caused deaths in nursing homes. That was his political narrative. They then started an investigation with the Department of Justice against four Democratic states and four Democratic governors during the Republican National Convention.
Yeah. And it's still a series of questions that need to be answered. And don't worry, in New York, Letitia James, the attorney general, her investigation has not stopped. The state's attorney investigation in New York, it has not stopped either. So don't worry, Governor. There might be some people that get into the truth here yet. Despite the fact that the Department of Justice failed to do its job, others may not. Quick break now on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to see you.